Welcome to the Peaceful Wellness Podcast with me, your host, Deb Phelps. If you are ready to unite with your true nature and find the calm you need to go through this journey called life, then walk a while with me as we learn to be resilient with mind, body, spirit modalities. I am a meditation teacher, mindfulness coach, sound healer, yoga specialist, and these and other modalities have helped me to truly find peaceful wellness within. So let's take a mindful approach together now. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to another enriching episode of Peaceful Wellness with Deb. I'm Deb Phelps, your guide on this intuitive journey. Today, we delve into the essence of cultivating intuitive trust. It's about moving beyond recognizing to fully embracing and acting upon the wisdom our intuition offers us. In this episode, we'll share some inspiring stories of intuitive success, immerse ourselves in a deep meditation, and explore practical exercises to solidify our trust in this powerful inner resource. So, let's begin this journey together, learning to navigate life's vast seas with the compass of our intuition. Our intuition is a silent whisperer of truths, often guiding us toward our highest good in unexpected ways. Let me share with you some stories that illuminate your power. Let me share with you stories that illuminate the power and reliability of our inner voice. So I had a client, I'll use the name Maureen here, and she had a hunch, and she decided to take a different route to work one day, only to avoid a massive traffic jam that would have cost her a job opportunity. And then I have another client who I'll name Alex, who, despite skepticism, chose to follow an inner pull towards a new hobby, which uncovered not just passion, but a path to a fulfilling career. And certainly I have my own stories as well, too. When we moved into our current house back in the end of 2016, we weren't really looking for a house. It just so happened we had been here in Madison for a long time, and we had been renting a house for, I don't know, maybe about 10 years. We thought we were really ready now to put down roots here in Madison. I know, after 10 plus years. So we looked at one, and we had an agent, and it was okay. And we thought, well, maybe this isn't for us. But then we were still open, and that's the important thing about our intuition, is to be open. So we had that openness there. And then she contacted us with another house she wanted us to see. So we were like, okay, be open. And it was nice, but again, it was, that didn't feel it. And so when we got to this house that we're currently in, as soon as we walked in the door, and it was a split level, and coming up the steps, we knew. We didn't even see the rest of the house, but we knew just coming up the steps, and it's an open floor plan in the living room, kitchen, dining room. It's all one large space. And even our adult daughter, who was with us, my youngest, she said, yeah, this is the place. And so all of us together felt that intuition that this was the place. And certainly as we walked around and we walked outside, downstairs, et cetera, we knew. And we didn't have to do a long search. And it had just got on the market like the day before. And we were the first offer and they took our offer. So that's our wonderful house story that we have. And certainly my business story is another story that I like to share. And I had been a spiritual teacher for a long time. And I was moved to move into teaching meditation. I was teaching a particular style of spirituality, spiritual text. And I didn't know how this would unfold. And so it did unfold. There was a trust. And it was back in the same actual location where we started our spiritual organization. Same office. And when I saw it in Craigslist, I was like, oh, I don't know about this. What if I just call them? So I'm trying to have this conversation with spirit, right? Maybe if I just call them and say, could you give me a 6-month lease? So I called and they did. The manager had known me from before, from our spiritual organization for the years that we had rented there. And he said, yes, I'd be happy to give you a 6-month lease. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm supposed to do this. And so, as you could see, I was even fighting with that intuition that was stepping forward. And the thing is, we have to remember that our intuition is a potent guide. It steers us towards universal truth, right? And underscores universal truth in the sense that it can steer us away from pitfalls, like the massive traffic jam that my client avoided, but also towards opportunities and growth. And certainly, I have many more stories, both my husband and I, of following our inner guidance. But the thing is by listening to our inner guidance and acting upon these intuitive nudges, so many of my clients, myself and my husband, of course, and countless others, students that I've had over the years, have transformed their lives because they paid attention to those nudges. And their experiences invite us to consider how often do we really tune into our intuition? And more importantly, how much do we trust it to lead us rightly? So whether it's a journey of a friend who started a business on a vision seen in a dream, which I've had students who have done that, they have found that it's fulfilling them, making a profound impact on others. Sometimes we forget about the everyday moments of intuitive success that we overlook. Maybe that spontaneous decision to take a different route home. Maybe that inexplicable pull that you may have that has you to pick up the phone and call a friend, only to find that at that very moment, they needed your support. Right? We probably all have had that similar experience that came up, at that moment, right? And these instances, though small, are powerful affirmations of our intuitive connection with the world around us. So all of these stories that I'm telling you about and sharing with you, they all have a common theme. What is that theme? It's the courage to trust an inner knowing. And so we need to build this trust. And so be sure that you reflect on your intuitive wins. Take time to recall moments in your life when intuition led you to success. And how did it feel? And what outcome did it bring? And reflecting on these experiences can reinforce your trust in your intuitive abilities. And remember that intuitive guidance is not always about life-changing decisions like finding our house or starting my business. It can be very small, intuitive choices every day and the positive outcomes. And these are worth celebrating too. So pay attention to those feelings, those hunches, and let them be a reminder to you that your intuition is a reliable compass, capable of guiding you through life's complexities with grace and wisdom. Let's join together in a guided meditation that I've called Following Your Intuition. Find a comfortable and peaceful place where you can sit or lie down undisturbed. Allow your body to relax, and when you're ready, gently close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with air, and exhaling slowly. releasing any tension. With each breath, feel yourself sinking deeper into relaxation, ready to connect with your intuitive self. I invite you to visualize a warm glowing light in the center of your chest. And this light represents your intuition, your inner guide. See it glow brighter and feel its warmth spreading throughout your body. Acknowledge its presence and set an intention to follow its guidance, trusting where it leads you. Imagine yourself standing now at a crossroads in a beautiful, vast landscape. Each path before you represents different choices and potential directions for your life. Take a moment to observe these paths. Notice how each one feels to you. Is there one that seems to call to you, drawing you towards it with a sense of curiosity and calm? As you focus on this path, see the warm glowing light from within you extending outwards, illuminating the way. And with each step forward, trust in this light to guide you. Feel a sense of ease and confidence with each step, knowing you are supported and guided by your intuition. Along the path, you may notice signs, symbols, or even hear whispers in the wind. These are messages from your intuition, offering you insights and affirmations. Pay attention to what appears and how it makes you feel. What do these signs mean to you? How do they resonate with your inner knowing? Path now leads you to a serene place, a garden, a forest clearing, or the shore of a tranquil lake. Here you encounter a figure radiating gentle, reassuring energy. This figure is a manifestation of your intuitive self. Take this opportunity to connect, ask questions, or simply bask in the presence of this wise guide. Listen with your heart to the guidance offered, embracing it with trust and openness. As your meeting comes to a gentle close, thank your intuitive self for the guidance and assurance. Slowly start to bring your awareness back to the present, to the room around you, feeling grounded and secure. Bring back with you the insights, feelings, and affirmations you received on this journey. Bring movement into your fingers and toes. Take a deep breath. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. And now take a moment to reflect on your experience. How did it feel to follow your intuition along the path? What insights or messages did you receive? How can you carry this trust and connection forward into your daily life? Building trust in our intuition is akin to cultivating a friendship, if you will. It requires time, attention, and nurturing. So let's explore some exercises designed to deepen our connection with our inner wisdom, turning it into a guiding light in our lives. The first exercise would be an intuitive walk. So what you do is you find a natural setting where you can walk quietly, like a park or garden. And before you start, set the intention to open yourself to intuitive guidance. As you walk, allow your intuition to guide your steps. Now, you might feel drawn to take a certain path, Maybe stop at a specific spot or even pick up an object. Pay attention to any sensations, emotions, or thoughts that arise during this walk. And then after your walk, jot down your experiences and any insights that came to you. Reflect on how intuition guided your journey and what it feels like to trust in that guidance. Another exercise that you can use is what I call the intuition dialogue. So set aside some quiet time for this exercise and have a notebook or journal. And then start by writing down a question or a situation where you seek guidance. It could be something simple as, what should my focus be today? Or maybe something more complex, like a decision that you're facing. And then allow yourself to relax and breathe deeply. And write down whatever responses come to mind without judging or questioning them. Let the answers flow freely, trusting that they come from your intuitive self. And then review what you've written and reflect on the insights. Notice any feelings or certainties that accompany the answers you've received. In my Intuitive Pathways course, I have this great process that helps us to clear the pipes, so to speak, that helps us to really receive those ideas, those visions, insights from our inner guidance too. Another thing is to make sure that you're doing daily intuition check-ins. Dedicate a moment each day to check in with your intuition. All you need to do is find a quiet moment to sit comfortably and close your eyes. Ask your intuition how it feels about a particular aspect of your day ahead, or maybe a decision you need to make, and pay attention to the first impression you receive. It could be a feeling, image, word, physical sensation. All of these are signs that intuition is speaking to us, and then make a note of it. And at the end of the day, reflect on the outcome by following this guidance. So all of these exercises and so many more that I have that I've worked with students and clients with for many years, they're all stepping stones toward fostering a trusting relationship with your intuition. And like any relationship, the bond with your intuition strengthens with practice and consistency. Those are my wonderful words that I like to use. And over time, you'll find that intuition becomes not just a whisper, but a clear guiding voice that you can trust implicitly to lead you through life's many turns. And I certainly can speak to that. Most of the time, that's how my spirit, that's what I like to call it, speaks to me. Clear guiding voice. But of course, there's times like I demonstrated in my starting my business story that sometimes it's a little cloudy and I may question it. But just remember, it's all a natural part of who we are, our intuition. But if you engage in these exercises and other ones that I have available, we're not just creating this connection from scratch, but what we're actually doing is we're removing the layers of doubt and second guessing that have muffled its voice. So trust in the process and watch as your intuitive trust grows, bringing with it a sense of empowerment and clarity that enriches every aspect of your life. As we close today's exploration of cultivating intuitive trust, remember, the journey to fully trust your intuition is both profound and rewarding. It simply asks for patience, openness, and a willingness to listen and act on the guidance received. So today we learned some exercises. We had a wonderful guided meditation. And perhaps you've joined me in the free Intuitive Awakening, the daily 5-minute meditations that I've been posting this month. You can find them on my YouTube channel at Peaceful Wellness with Deb, or on the Peaceful Wellness Institute website, which is at peacefulwellness.institute. And just remember, I'm here to support you. I have my course, Intuitive Pathways, cultivating your inner guidance. And I invite you to embark on this transformative journey to unlock the wisdom that resides within, fostering a lifelong connection to your inner guide that will illuminate your path forever. So you can enroll now in this course for only $99, and you can go to peacefulwellness.institute to enroll in this journey of self-discovery, enabling you to connect more deeply with your inner wisdom, just like I've worked with hundreds of people over the years. And if you're interested in a more personalized guidance, I do have the option of spiritual one-to-one coaching available. And this allows you to work directly with me as you navigate through the exercises, the meditations, the activities in the course. And this way, you have a tailored experience throughout your journey. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Peaceful Wellness with Deb. And may your week ahead be filled with intuitive insights and the courage to follow where they lead. Stay connected to your inner compass and let it guide you toward your truest path. As always, I wish you peace. Thank you for joining with me today. For my weekly classes, meditation and modalities on-demand library, self-study courses, and private sessions, visit my website at peacefulwellness.org.